We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, sports fans. Bancorp South knows no matter where you are in life, there's nothing quite like game day. That's why our team of experts is committed to providing the financial resources you need for those tense moments and big wins. Bancorp South is right where you are and proud to be part of your team. Visit BancorpSouth.com/gameday for more information. Member FDIC.
Well, hi, everybody. This is John Cox, and welcome in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of Golden Eagle Athletics. Got a good show for you today, and we're going to start off, as we always do, with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain. And, Jeremy, a good weekend this past weekend at Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles are wrapping up the football season, taking on FIU. Had, I thought, an enthusiastic crowd and a good win for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, really good crowd. We've from the standpoint of being 2-9 going into that game and being the end of November, I've definitely been in situations where we would not have had the type of crowd that we had on Saturday. So very thankful, first of all, for everyone who came out and supported this team and these coaches, and especially the seniors as they finished up their career. And very thankful for them and the efforts that has been put in. You know, great way to finish the year, to kind of have a convincing win, two convincing wins to finish the season, and really gain some momentum going into the off season, going into recruiting and signing day, which I think is going to be really good for us. And so just that level of excitement to finish the year that way and have some momentum. And I think momentum is important. And I think people are seeing and understanding that we're headed in the right direction, and people are excited about the future.
When you were looking for a new head football coach at Southern Miss, I'm not sure what your relationship was previously with Will Hall, but for those of us who had never been around him and been kind of amazed at his enthusiasm, his positive nature, his determination to build this program back to where it wanted to be, is that something you saw early on that had him high on your list?
Yeah, no doubt, John. I think I had a chance to watch Will and get to know him a little bit throughout his career, and I think the one thing that you always saw is that he was high energy, he was positive, he tried to make people around him better, and that was 100% one of the top you know, characteristics we were looking for last year during the search. And so, you know, I think for him, you know, that's a big piece of it. Obviously, as we've seen, he's a fantastic football coach. He's a really good recruiter. All the other boxes are checked too. But for me, having him in that seat and knowing that he's going to bring that positive energy every day and work to make us better day in, day out was a big, big part of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Even if you didn't know his football background per se, just to be in the room with him, you got kind of caught up in that magnetism and that positive nature of Will Hall.
Yeah, and I think that you know, permeates throughout the rest of the program, throughout the rest of this building, throughout the rest of the department. So, you know, those things are all important. I think it impacts his staff, it impacts performance on the field, it impacts recruiting, and again, it impacts the people within our department. So all those things, you know, have been really good. And, you know, I kept saying during the year, hey, I get to see it every day. I know we're doing the right things. And that's part of it, is just how we go about it and what a great job Will's done of every day, you know, coming to work and working to get better, but making the people around him better.
I don't know that I'm sure he said no to somebody along the way, but no matter who it was, whether it be alumni or some other group on campus or some group in the community, he was always willing, if he could work it out, to do whatever they needed to do to help them out, but also promote Southern Miss and Southern Miss football.
Yeah, he's been great in that regard. And that's one of the things we talked about early on was, you know, we're going to try to build this thing the right way and build it to be sustainable, that, you know, we're going to have to he's going to have to be that ambassador for the program. And he's just done a fantastic job of, like you said, saying yes a lot and being in front of people and talking about his vision and what he wants to do with this program. And I think that's gone a long way. And I think it mattered when things got tough this year and we were hit with a ton of adversity. I think his energy level and his outlook on life in general, but definitely on our program, you know, I think a lot of people believed in what he was doing and saying, and I think that made a difference as we battled through some tough times this year.
And to win those final two games, he was willing to kind of do some different things to have the Eagles in the position to win those last two games, and they did that.
Yeah, and I think that's a, you know, a testament again to him and his staff, and you know, one of the pluses about what he's always done throughout his career and with his offense is he's able to shape his offense around his personnel and the strengths of his team, and I think I joked with you earlier that I don't know that he and I ever imagined that would mean that, you know, we wouldn't be playing a quarterback and that it would be this drastic, but it's a great example of what he's able to do, what he's willing to do to try to put his players in the right position to be successful.
We're visiting with Jeremy McLean. He's our director of athletics, and Will Hall is going to join us in just a bit here on the podcast. But let's turn our attention to basketball. Both the men and the women are underway in their seasons and both having some early season success.
Yeah, really encouraged by what we're seeing from both of those squads. Obviously, the men, you know, went out to Montana, played in a tough tournament out there, went 2-1, really kind of had a chance to go 3-0, I thought. Got a little banged up there in the last game and had some tired legs. But also played that game down to the wire and gave great effort. So really encouraged by what we saw there and excited about kind of getting them back here in the area and eventually back at Reed Green here soon. And just encouraged by what they're doing, the depth that Coach Ladner and his staff have been able to create there. And I think that's going to pay dividends. I think that group's just going to continue to gel and get better. And so definitely hit it in the right direction. And then on the women's side, same thing. We've got a lot of new faces, but it's, you know, it's beginning to take shape. And I think, you know, Joy Lee's beginning to, I think, find her right lineups and rhythm. And you know, there will be some ups and downs. But kind of as we go through non-conference, that group will continue to gel and get better. And I think be able to make a run in the conference schedule.
And the exciting thing, obviously both teams are playing well, but we're seeing more and more people come to Reed Green Coliseum to watch both teams.
Yeah, for sure. We've seen definite progress in our crowds. We've still got a lot of work to do there. We'll be able to, you know, it gets tough in December with our students. It's just hard when they're not on campus, obviously. And so we'll work towards getting them back in January and building out a plan to get them into Reed Green and continue to build that environment. And we want it to be a really tough place to play. And, you know, I think the last home game for the men, we had to come from behind and win that game, and we had a great run there. And, you know, crowd got loud, and you remember just how loud it can be and what an advantage it can be for our teams. And so that's something we've got to continue to work at. We appreciate the folks that have been coming out. We need to get more and more of them. And obviously we're going to get our student body more engaged as they get back here come January and get into conference play and really make a difference for us.
You know, the nice thing, too, I think about the impending move to the Sun Belt Conference is, from a basketball standpoint, a lot easier now for our fans to hop in the car, hop in the van, and go watch the teams play on the road than it ever has been in a long time.
Oh, no doubt about it. To head down to South Alabama or over to Monroe or Lafayette or Troy, whatever the case may be, you got great opportunities to go see them on the road, support them, and, you know, we hope a lot of people take advantage of that, and the opposite's true too. We want opposing fans coming to our facilities and supporting their teams and being a part of the environment as well. So really look forward to that. You know, we've talked about football a lot and what that means to us there, but really across the board, I think we're going to see some huge dividends when we talk about the ability to travel.
I know the answer to this, but I know our fans have to be excited about the Sun Belt Conference. I'm sure everybody that stops you probably talks about how excited they are about the move Southern Miss is about to make.
Yeah, we've it's been overwhelmingly positive, John. And even if people who maybe had questions about it to begin with, I think have begun to understand that this is the right move for us, and it's going to mean a lot of positive things for us, and travel and competitively and all the things that we need to do and improve, areas we need to improve. It checks a lot of boxes for us, and we've really seen overwhelming support for the move.
It's a move, too, that makes sense. You look at things nowadays, you'll see some moves in the news every week or every month, and you say, that doesn't make a lot of sense. The Sun Belt and all the teams now in the Sun Belt, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And again, I think if you pull up a map and just, you know, it doesn't take – somebody who's not even familiar with college athletics or the conferences, I think would look and say, hey, this makes sense. And so, again, going back to what we talked about, the travel and creating those regional rivalries and you know, playing the last home football game against, you know, somebody that you know, our people are engaged with and can get excited about and can you know, I said several times, love to hate, right? The rivalries are, it matters when there's a real sense of really wanting to beat the team on the other side. So I think all those things are going to pay dividends for us.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about what's coming up next. What's the next move? We had the success there at the end of the football season. How do you kind of build on that success with the popularity of Will Hall, the success of the team down the stretch? What do you do now to kind of build on that as you start to prepare for next football season?
Yeah, I think one of the main things for us is, you know, like you said, building on what we've done this year and how we finished up this year, and I think the recruiting class is going to continue to build on that. But I think for us as a department, it's about some long-term vision and beginning to communicate more and more of that as we finish up some things we're working on to our fan base and talk about, hey, if we want to get to this level, these are the things we're going to have to do as a department, as a fan base, as alumni. And so that's really the next step for us, I think, is taking this momentum and really kind of talking outwardly about, hey, here's where we want to get to, and here are the things we need to do to make it happen. So that's what we look forward to this spring, sharing more and more of that and being able to talk to our folks about kind of what the next decade is going to look like for us.
Visiting with Jeremy McLean, our Director of Athletics here at Southern Miss, taking us behind the scenes here on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Jeremy, how about on the national picture as the athletic directors, the NCAA, people start to meet here over the next couple of months. What are some topics that might be on the table, the important topics that will be discussed in regards to college athletics?
Yeah, I think a couple of the main things right now, John, probably the biggest thing is really kind of restructuring kind of our oversight and our rules and what the NCAA looks like, what the manual looks like, and can we eliminate some archaic rules and bylaws that maybe don't apply anymore, that are confusing or that aren't necessary. And so I think that's a big step, and we're starting that process over the next 12 to 24 months. We'll see a ton of activity in that regard and trying to streamline a lot of things, and some of it's already happening. You know, I think name, image, and likeness, John, will continue to be at the forefront. We're working right now to do some things for our student-athletes and be kind of at the forefront of what's happening with name, image, and likeness and giving our student-athletes opportunities to benefit from that. And so I think that will continue to be one of the things that we talk about nationally as well. So those those two things come to mind first, and kind of how things that are going to be affecting us directly, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Do you like some of the things you're hearing and seeing from the heads of the NCAA about what direction college athletics is going?
I think we're headed in the right direction, John. I do. I think it's a tall task. I think it's a difficult process, and so it won't be perfect. But I do think I'm glad that we're taking a step back and saying, hey, just because we've been doing it this way, you know, the society's changed, the world around us has changed, you know, let's take a step back and try to fix some of these issues and address some of the concerns. And so I'm thankful for that. It won't be perfect, because when you have a organization that's this large, it's just never going to be perfect. But I do think we're headed in the right direction, and I think streamlining some of those processes will go a long way to being a much stronger organization.
Do some of the things that are on the table or already have been implemented by the NCAA, does that help an athletic department, whether it's Southern Miss or whoever, put some more money into the sports like a volleyball, like a softball, like a track and field?
Yeah, well, I think potentially, John, I think it depends on how that plays out. But I definitely think that's something we're always going to be, you know, focused on is trying to make sure that that we're investing, you know, in our revenue sports, but also in our Olympic sports. And so, you know, we're hoping, obviously, that we're going to see, as things begin to shift and change, that we've got some new revenue opportunities, and we want to make sure that our investment is made in all of our sports in a proper way.
And at Southern Miss, we're seeing a lot of success in some of those track and fields, having a lot of success. We saw some great success from our soccer team this year and on down the line. So we're having a lot of success in those other sports at Southern Miss.
Yeah, John, and that's our objective. You know, we talk about football a lot, or basketball, baseball, obviously, here, that kind of lead the way and get a bunch of eyeballs and attention. But we want to be a department that is successful across the board. And you know, we've got work to do. I don't shy away from that. I don't try to sugarcoat that. We've got some work to do, and we've got some investments to make, but we are headed in the right direction, and we want to be a department that, you know, people look at and say, you know, that's how you do it. That's Southern Miss has got it figured out. They're doing the things the way they need to be done, and a big part of that is making sure that we can invest in our Olympic sports, give all of our student athletes an opportunity to have success and be something that all of our alums can be proud of.
And coming up at Southern Miss, Southern Miss will be hosting here in the next few days the state high school playoffs in Mississippi, the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game. So it's still going to stay busy around the football stadium and around the campus.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're very excited about that opportunity. I think anytime you can welcome that many people, not only football teams, players, but just people to your community, people onto your campus. You never know, you know, a brother or a cheerleader or somebody who's just there to support someone is on campus for the first time and it has an impact and they end up coming back. And so these are the type of events we want to happen on our campus. And so to get a chance to host the state championship and the All-Star game, you know, in back-to-back weeks is a big deal for us, and we're going to make sure we do that the right way.
All right, Jeremy, thanks as always for giving us some time and taking us behind the scenes of Southern Miss Athletics. Doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, John.
All right, that's Jeremy McLean, our Director of Athletics here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll sit down with head football coach Will Hall. Will will join us and take us inside Southern Miss Athletics right after this.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, and engraving for specialty items and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says go Eagles and Southern Miss to the top.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't even remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. just fiber-fast internet that works. Cspire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention now to Golden Eagle football and spend some time with head coach Will Hall. And Will, the season has come to an end for the Golden Eagles. As you kind of go back and look at the ups and downs of the 21 football season at Southern Miss, what sort of comes to mind?
Yeah, you know, John, I just think we were able to lay the foundation. And like I said, off year, I think we're building this thing on rock, and I think the foundation is solid. It's pure. All our young guys really grew. We learned how to win late in the year and make those plays when the games are close. When you look at the La Tech game, it got cut to a two-point game. And, you know, Southern Miss over the last few years would have crumbled right there when momentum shifted, but we didn't. We went right back out and drove it and scored and then got a turnover and held on. And then we're up 21-0 on FIU, and it gets cut to 21-14. Momentum shifts, and we drive it and score and make it a two-score game. Then they come back and score. Then we stop them and score and make it a two-score game, and then we put them away. And that's what teams that win do, and winning is a learned behavior. It's when we're all born, we're innately – born to be average. You know, there's always a constant pull subconsciously just to be average, and you have to learn not to do that and learn how to win. And I thought our kids did that late. You know, we finished the year only playing about three seniors more than 20 snaps a game. The future's really bright. We were able to overcome a lot with injuries and just a shorthanded roster. You know, we'll be at 85 scholarships next year. We'll be playing with a fair deck. Now, we'll still be young, but, man, the future's so bright, and it's only going to get better from here.
We were talking earlier with Jeremy McClain. We were talking about the way the crowds really sort of and the fans really sort of embraced you and your staff and your players. Were a lot of places, maybe they might have disappeared, but our people really stayed engaged, really stayed involved in what you're doing, and really created a great atmosphere for Golden Eagle football, even in some of the toughest times.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a very open and honest guy. I hope people appreciate that. We're a very inviting, open-door program. I think the fans feel a part of our program. We're engaging, whether we're out in the community or in social media. We're not really bigger than anybody or holier than thou, if you will. I mean, we want everybody involved. We want them to feel involved. We want to be upfront and honest. And we've been nothing but honest since we took over with the assessment of where we're at. We've been honest with the issues we have. We've been honest about where we're falling short and what we've got to do to fix it. We feel good about where we're fixing it. You know, recruiting is going great. Recruiting is the lifeblood of the program. I think the fans appreciate that I love Mississippi and I love Southern Miss. I think they appreciate that we're getting back to recruiting our footprint. And I think they appreciate and see how hard our kids played for each other, how much joy they had in playing for each other, and how Southern Miss was getting back to doing that. And obviously we didn't get the results we wanted, but we did build it forward, and we're pushing it forward every day. And again, the future's bright.
I thought it was kind of interesting. We lost, of course, Coach Bobby Collins a couple of weeks ago. But one of the things he said when he got here, draw a circle about 300 miles around Hattiesburg and go find the best players in there. You don't have to necessarily go outside of that circle. And that's kind of the kind of philosophy you've got going right now.
No doubt. You know, I mean, Mississippi, Lower Alabama, Southeast Louisiana, and the Panhandle of Florida, there's more good players, John, in those areas than you can take, especially with COVID seniors and all that. There's more players available than there are scholarships available. You just got to do a good job finding those kids, you know, from little areas like, you know, Bassfield, Mississippi, and Citronelle, Alabama, and, you know, Patterson, Louisiana. You know, you gotta find those guys and develop them, and it means so much to them to be here, and that's what our staff's forte is, and how we're going to build this thing back.
Let's talk about the Golden Eagle defense. I thought the defense had a great year. That finished up with not a lot of seniors there, so most of those guys are coming back from the defense from a year ago. But you had to be excited about the job Austin Armstrong did and the way those guys on the defensive side played this year.
I am. You know, when we came here, we talked about, you know, wanting to get the defense fixed. We went 3-9, you know, and if we had lost a bunch of games 45-42, our fans probably would have liked it better and would have been more exciting, but the fact of the matter would be we'd actually be further away from building a championship contender because it's easier to fix offense than it is to fix defense and kicking games. So we wanted to lay the foundation first with defense. We also hoped to lay it with quarterback. We were not able to do that because of injuries, but we did, you know, find a freshman that's going to be special, and we got more quarterbacks coming in. But I thought Austin did a fabulous job along with the rest of the defensive staff and Lance Ancar and our culture we implemented of taking major strides and getting the Nasty Bunch back and implementing that. We got a lot of kids coming back. We're going to add to that. We're recruiting, and we're well on our way, you know, to being a feared defense again.
Glad you mentioned Coach Ancar, your strength conditioning guy, and he really was a guy that sort of set the tone when he first got here back in December, back in those dog days before the season started, to kind of get the mindset of the team and the physical nature of the team set and ready to go.
No doubt. You know, he does a great job, man. He's in complete alignment with me and my values and what we're trying to do. Our kids love him. He's got the unique ability to push them, but also be hard on them and love them. And I think Coach Armstrong would tell you he's integral in what we've been building on the defensive side, too. And we just got a really good staff. We just got to keep pushing forward.
Visiting with the head football coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall, as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Let's talk offensive football a little bit. As you said, a couple of injuries. You lose a couple of quarterbacks early. I'm not sure how many teams could have been able to handle that, but the Eagles did and got better and better as the year went along and won those games late in the year. But offensively, a lot of good young players that we know are going to be stars for the Golden Eagles one day.
Yeah, the only seniors we played significant minutes were Khalik Washington at right tackle and Grayson Gunner at tight end. Everybody else is back and rolling. You know, they got better and better as the year went on, and like we said, the future's bright. You know what? We did a good job at the end of the year, you know, slowing the game down and milking the clock and running it, you know, with the super backs. And that'll be a package we continue moving forward. But we want to be a quarterback-driven program. You know, we want to be a program that puts quarterbacks into the NFL like we've done forever here. We got Ty Keys on campus who's got a bright future. We got the number one quarterback in Mississippi enrolling in January, and we're looking to recruit a transfer right now. And we feel like we'll get back to being, you know, a place as a destination place for quarterbacks.
When you and your guys went out on a Friday night, whatever day it would have been to watch high school football or to recruit high school football players, what was the response? I mean, obviously it was positive because you got a lot of great commitments, but had to be excited about the response you're getting out and around the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, you know, from the moment that I was hired and we put this staff together, it was just extreme excitement all throughout the South because we've done such a good job. Number one, how I grew up, we know everybody in Mississippi, but also we've recruited Mississippi so hard. But then, you know, a lot of this staff, you know, I was the head coach at West Alabama and West Georgia, and we recruited these areas, and I was at Tulane. So we always recruited people and treated them right. Their kids felt wanted and loved and pushed. And so we've built just a great rapport with all the high school coaches in this area through so many years, and our staff has, that it's just been a big, huge welcoming experience, and everybody's fired up for Southern Miss to get back to recruiting those kids, and it's been awesome.
I know the last few ball games you had a number of kids that were here watching the Golden Eagles, and I know they had to be excited from what they saw, but also you've got the state high school playoffs coming up here at the Rock and the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game, so another great opportunity to expose those young players to Southern Miss and Southern Miss football.
That's right. You know, we got two straight weekends coming up where we got official visits, which are huge, right before the December signing day, and on those two weekends, we've got this upcoming weekend, all the state championship games, and then the next weekend, the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Games. There'll be a ton of great players, a ton of fans from all over the, you know, surrounding areas, plus the state of Alabama will be here for the Miss-Al game, and just a great opportunity for everybody to show, you know why Southern Miss is such a special place? Because it is a special place. You know, it's a place with such great history and tradition and a great location with great administration. We should be a destination place for so many people, and we're getting back to that.
You're one of the most prepared people I've ever known, but did anything during the course of the season in regards to Southern Miss or Southern Miss football surprise you this year?
You know, our fan base being as passionate as they are surprised me. Not that I didn't know or expect it, but I've coached at the Group of Five level. I've coached at the Group of Five level at places that have won here recently. You know, Louisiana Lafayette, Memphis, Tulane. And nobody can come close to matching our fan base and how passionate we are. And, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. The Eagle Walk was incredible. And I know it's only going to keep growing and growing as we keep getting better and better.
I know your assistants have told me almost to a person that had never been to Southern Miss before, like the Eagle Walk, something that they were amazed at how magical that was before a football game.
Oh, it is, man. It's unbelievable, you know. And our fans did an awesome job this year of supporting through what's been a really tough road over the last 2.5 years. But it's only going to get better. You know, we finished well. We got a great expectations coming up to take another step forward, get us back into bowl contention and competing again. And, shoot, man, we'll be at 85 scholarships next year. We'll have a full allotment of kids. It'll be a fair fight, if you will. And we'll still be young again, but we'll be young and talented. And I'd rather be young and talented than old and not talented.
Will Hall visiting with us. He's the head football coach of the Golden Eagles. Eagles getting ready to head into the off season. And, Coach, what will that encompass? Obviously, you guys are going to be out recruiting, but we mentioned Coach Ankar earlier. I'm sure he's going to have them hard at work in that weight room, getting bigger and stronger for next year.
Yeah, it'll be a great offseason. We want it to be the best offseason in the history of mankind. You know, we want to have a great spring, but we want to develop some leaders, you know, because like I said, these young guys, the next step with a lot of them is learning how to be a leader. And because, again, that's not something you're just born with. It's something that is a taught, learned skill that you can be taught. And so that's going to be huge for Coach Ankar and I over the offseason, and we can't wait to get involved with it.
When you talk at your football team or look at your football team, obviously the physical nature, the skill nature, but also the mental game is so important. Is that something you talk to your guys about you know, how you got to prepare and how you got to be ready to play?
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, the last two games of the year, when momentum shifted and we were able to then get momentum back, just learning that, you know, momentum is real, but momentum can be changed just by one guy making a play. And winners make those plays, understanding the critical junctions in the game, like the middle eight. You know, the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half, teaching them how important those 8 minutes are. Because, you know, if you get the ball to start the second half, John, and you've got the ball with 4 minutes left in the first half, you got a chance to play make it, take it in basketball, if you will. You got a chance to drive it, score, and then you get the ball back. And just teaching them those situations and how important all those situations are and where you're at in the game is so critical. And we're going into year two now, so we ought to be able to get more specific with all that. And we got better as the year went on.
Season hasn't been over very long, but when you think back on the year, what's the one or two things that maybe stand out to you about year number one of the Will Hall era here at Southern Miss?
Tough times don't last, but tough Eagles do, you know. And it was extremely tough times. It's been really tough for our fan base over the last 2.5 years. But we were able to battle through it and learn a lot about each other. We were able to mold these young kids, and we're better today than we were when it started, and we're a little bit closer to getting this thing back.
Coach, we appreciate it. Lee Roberts, Bo Morgan, our whole crew have enjoyed working with you and your guys each and every week. Always love sitting down and talking Golden Eagle football or just football with you. So thanks for all you're doing for Southern Miss, all we know you're going to do in the near future for Southern Miss and Southern Miss athletics. And keep up a good work. Thanks for the visit today.
Thank you so much, John. To all the Eagle fans out there, keep rolling with us, man. We're going to get this thing back a little bit every day, and we need you, and to the top.
All right, that's Coach Will Hall spending some time with us today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll talk more Golden Eagle Athletics. This is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Golden Eagle fans, score a home run place to live with our newest sponsor, Reserve Long Point Apartment Homes, located on the corner of 7th Street and Beverly Hills Road. With three great communities serving the Southern Miss community, you can be sure to find the perfect luxury living accommodations to meet your needs. The Reserve at Long Point is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Baseball.
Today tastes like a sunny day. Like firing up the senses and cooling them down with an ice cold coat. Today tastes like a well-oiled grill. Like it smells so good, you can't help yourself.
Hey, it's not ready yet.
Like hands dipping in an ice bucket. Today tastes like a Sunday ritual. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear. But I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn. And make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly visit behind the scenes of Golden Eagle Athletics. Our final segment today, we're going to visit with E.K. Franks. He's the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services. And E.K., great to have you back with us. Appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us again. Let's talk a little bit about how athletics has changed from maybe just 10 or 15 years ago, where there are more things in place now to maybe try to help the student-athlete be successful in ever they want to be, whether it's athletics, whether it's in the classroom. A lot of things now to help that student-athlete be successful.
Yes, nowadays, you know, if you go back in the time, it was old champs life skills, you know, and that started off where, you know, they did resume writing, some community service. It was basic stuff. Now you're starting to see the athletics and campus work together, because now you want a student to be successful, and everybody's focused on making students successful, and that includes the student athletes, us with student athletes, and it's about retention. So between the two of those, you got to make a better environment for them, and what else you can do to make them be successful, you know. So it's has changed so much as far as now everything's about support, you know, like mental health. Huge thing now with all the students and student athletes. You know, I met with our mental health group on campus, and they're like, we're looking for four or five counselors. Well, we have one full-time. We're the first group of five that have one full-time that's athletics only. And we're already laughing, going, okay, we might need another one already. But, you know, because she's being used. But things like that, the career services, what can make them successful while they're here? So there are many different avenues right now that we can continue. I can go on and on about different areas that we're doing. You know, you think about everybody had study hall back in the day, but now study hall has even changed. Like when I was in school, you was in a room, and it was you're going to sit there for 2 hours in a lecture hall, and everybody's quiet. Well, studying is not like that. Now when you're building, you know, academic centers, you know, we just built our new academic center, Bauer Center. It's about what ways to learn. Is it a beanbag, sitting in a beanbag chair? Is it a high top chair? Is it a cubicle? Is it a small group? There's so many multiple ways to learn. And when you're building an academic center, you got to work on that. Because, again, you're trying to attach the student athlete to what's going to help them be successful in academics and in athletics.
There was a time, too, where, you know, if you were a student athlete, you'd sit in a study hall and you'd just sit there, 50 of you, and, you know, maybe the person running the study hall could help, maybe they couldn't. Nowadays, though, it's become a little more specific about some of the needs of the student athlete. So everybody's not the same. Everybody learns at a different rate. Everybody learns differently than the other guy does. So we've done a good job, not only Southern Miss, but all around the country, of kind of addressing the needs of the individual student.
Oh, most definitely. You know, now it's funny because you got tutors that meet in person. You got tutors that meet virtual. You have – so, like, to me, that was the – I was like, you meet with your tutor virtual right now? So that was a big change for me. But, you know, now it's not a set time. They look at your schedule, and they'll build a schedule for you for the whole entire semester. So you might come in at 10 in the morning in between class. You might come in the afternoons. You know, nowadays, before, practices were all afternoon. Now people are practicing in the morning. We're seeing that practices in the morning helping grades go up because now the student athletes are already up. So now they get up, they eat. Once they finish practice, they go straight to class. You know, back in the day, you're having to chase people down. So those things have changed all of it, and it's been great, I think.
How have schools around the country, colleges and universities, sort of adjusted to the fact that every student is different? Everybody learns at a different rate. Some can learn quicker than others can. How have schools kind of adjusted to that and address that situation?
Well, for me, what I see is everybody teaches in different manners now. They're trying to hit all the ways the students learn. And I laugh because in the coaching world, that's what you did already. You know, you did written tests with them. You did walkthroughs with them. They practice it. They watch video on it. So they were hitting every motor skill in learning in how to learn. And now you're seeing that carry over into the classrooms, and I think that's taking off nationwide.
E.K. Franks visiting with us. Love to sit down and visit with him, talk a little Golden Eagle Athletics, Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services at Southern Miss. We'll get back to that in a minute, but that title kind of says what you do. But you're a guy that has a lot of irons in the fire. You're involved in a lot of different things. Jeremy McClain calls on you to be in charge of a lot of different things, be involved in a lot of things.
Oh, yes. And the good thing for me, my background, I was involved in different parts of an athletic program. So I think it helps just bringing different angles to look at things. So it's good that I love being involved in a lot of things. I'm about helping a student athlete, helping Southern Miss, helping better our student athlete. I want them to be successful in life. I mean, it is a passion for me to make our student athletes successful in life. And so I think that's why he understands that, and he lets me do a lot.
And you've done that for a long time in some different situations and different places. It's got to be rewarding when one of those male or female athletes comes back and says, hey, EK, thank you for what you did for me.
Oh, it's when you get those phone calls, it's great. Even, you know, I tell people from professional athletes that call you to professionals in the real world, doctors. And, you know, I have some that are like, he's a sergeant in the military. So he led in the military, and he used to tease me about, I use all your sayings you said when you was a coach. And I'm like, it's a little different. You're in the war. I was coaching you, but I was a proud, like a little proud brother. And so, yes, it really is means tremendous a lot when they come and you know you help somebody better themselves and going to be successful in life. Because these are our next leaders. And it's about, if they're going to be our leaders, how well can we prepare them to lead us and take this world to another level?
At one time, there probably wasn't a lot of similarities between a coach and sort of a mentor or somebody that kind of helps you away from the athletic venues. But that's changed, isn't it? I mean, coaches nowadays kind of involved in everything involved with that student athlete.
Oh, now you have to manage from top to bottom because it's about culture. You know, I mean, even as Mr. McClain, Jeremy, leads the athletic department, it's about culture. Our athletic department's about culture. The coaches are about culture. So everything now, especially with all the choices and the transfer portal and all these things, it's about culture and fit.
How about you? Are you involved in some of that? I guess everybody within athletics is involved in you've got athletes going into the portal, athletes opting out, trying to make those decisions that are going to affect them for a lifetime. Are there people that around Southern Miss that will talk to them about making those decisions?
Yeah, so one, how the sports administrator tries to meet with each one. So I'm the sports administrator for football, so I know coach meets with them. And once they leave coach, they come over and they usually meet with me as well. And then they decide whether they're going in the portal or not. So there's some kids that you kind of just educate them. Just say, okay, here's the options that's going to happen to you. So understand if you go on the portal, you got to understand what's good and what's bad about it. So I just try to get them to think outside the box because sometimes, you know, as we look at it, sometimes we get tunnel vision. So I try to just broaden their vision of it and make sure they look at all aspects of it.
How about when our teams are traveling? That's a difficult time. There's more travel probably now than there's ever been. Of course, maybe more plane flights now than there used to be. It used to be hop on a bus and go play an event somewhere. But how do we try to handle that with a student athlete, all the travel and all the things like that that's involved, so they can still be, though, successful in the classroom?
So you try to cut the days down. So like the NCAA has a policy that you only can miss so many days. So what you're trying to do is cut the days down so that they can get back in time and don't miss so much class. So you'll see, like, especially with transferring to the new conference, it's a lot more bus trips. So now for some of our sports, they don't have to drive New Orleans, wait there, get on the flight, get somewhere else, connect, get somewhere, then do the same to get back, and now you can just bus and get here. Shorter trips, so kids will miss less school now with the new conference. So all that became a factor when I know Mr. McClain and Dr. Bennett was talking about changing conferences.
Yeah, Jeremy and I were talking about that earlier. That nowadays, this new Sun Belt is really geographically kind of works for others. Nowadays, they're going from one part of the country to the other part of the country. This has become a league where the majority of the teams are pretty close together.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we were looking at it and laughing about, you know, just how we don't have to fly as much, how we just get the bus. Like, you know, on our side, especially on the west side, you know, there's one flight trip a year, and it's every other year, and that's Texas State. Other than that, they're all right here where our fans can come. The parents of the kids can be there. Their support groups, other student body could come. It just changes things so much.
I would think, too, the nice part about what you do, and you're involved in a lot of things here at Southern Miss, is when you get those student athletes come back and either say, hey, you were right, I probably should have listened to you a little bit more when I was here, or they come back and say, you were right, and I'm successful now, and it's thanks to Southern Miss. You guys kind of helped me navigate through some of the tough times.
Oh, that's like you said, when they come back and do that is the best. And you know, and it's more than just athletics. It's helping them, you know, even talking to their teachers. You know, a lot of people don't feel they can go talk to a professor. Well, professors, just like us, they want you to come communicate. So get them just to see things like that will help them out in life. Because now things that they're doing here will help them in life, whether it's in sales or if they want to be a doctor or whatever it may be. You know, you're going to learn your basic traits while you're in college. And let's be real, it's how to survive. It's how to survive and how to learn. And that's what they're being taught.
Final couple of minutes with E.K. Franks, the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. That's got to make you feel good. And I know this has happened to you quite a number of times throughout your career. Is one of those young men or young women come back, somebody who maybe struggled to kind of fight their way through the college world, and all of a sudden they're a successful person in the real world?
Those are the best stories. Because, like, you know, the one thing you try not to do is you don't want to give up on nobody. You want to – it's just trying to find what gets through to them. I tell people all the time, you know, I had a nephew. His teachers were like, he doesn't get it. Just going to teach him, and when he made it, you know, it's funny because now his teachers are happy. So it's the same thing with me. There's kids that other programs have ran off that we get as a transfer. And we get them to understand, okay, let's learn. Now let's mature a little bit. You know, so many people give up on them when they're freshmen and sophomores. I'm like, remember when you was 17, 18-year-old, what were you doing? You know, let's give them time to develop a little bit. So, yes, that's the best.
And that's one of the nice things, I think, maybe of the mobility now, the student-athlete. I mean, not everybody fits in the same place and in the same type of situation. So it's good that some of those have some mobility now to go places where they feel more at home and can be successful.
Oh, most definitely. You know, choices are always the best, you know. Now, sometimes you wish they would work through some issues and not just take off and run. And I try to get that through some of them, too. Now, look, this ain't really a big issue. You know, at that age, we thought everything was a big issue. And as we got older and mature, we said, oh, that was a minor issue. But, yes, for them, sometimes it is just a bad fit, you know, and they need to be in a different environment. And that works out.
Before I let you go, what's new out there on the horizon in regards to working with the student athletes on the college level? Are there some things out there that are just on the cusp of getting started that we're going to see in college athletics?
Well, you know, I mean, heck, the thing everybody's talking about is name, image, and likeness. So I think the more education – the more you see, the more people get comfortable with it, you know, I think you're going to keep seeing that grow and change things in college athletics. And as we know, everybody thought it was just going to be crazy at first, and it hadn't been. But now you're starting to see different things develop. So I think you're going to see big things in name, image, and likeness and the marketing of that.
EK, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. I'd love to talk to you about our student athletes. That's the reason we're all here in the first place, is to make sure our men and women athletes are successful and go on and live a productive life. So thanks for all you do, along with all the folks here at Southern Miss, and making that happen. And we'll get with you again real soon and talk more about it here at Southern Miss.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for your time, and thanks for having me on to educate everybody about what we do here, because it's not just the sports, it's also taking care of those student athletes.
No question. That's E.K. Franks. He's the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. Thanks to him for visiting with us. Also, thanks to our Athletic Director, Jeremy McClain, as always, for sitting down with us, and also Head Football Coach Will Hall. That'll do it this week. Have a great week, everybody. Until next time, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essential of happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time. We go inside Southern Miss Athletics.